What we learn from tax returns. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Presidential election years are always exciting because we get to see other people's tax returns. Those of you who are older may recall how Bill Clinton taught us not to be ashamed of writing off underwear donations. It opened up a whole new world for me because before that, I'd been drawing the line at dress pants. In 2012, Mitt Romney taught us that you can dramatically cut taxes by giving away close to 20% of your income to charity, which put even the Pope to shame. But that just made me feel cheap. I couldn't even bring myself to write off the dress pants after that. But now, here comes Jeb Bush with a whole new approach, releasing 33 years of tax returns. That's the biggest disclosure of confidential documents since Edward Snowden. And on average, he paid a federal tax rate of 36%. One year, it was 40%, which I found shocking for a rich guy. This is a race for the presidency. How can Vladimir Putin take seriously a guy who lets the IRS get that much of his money? But it does tell us a couple of things. Number one, that Mr. Bush has been planning to run for president for at least 33 years. And number two, even at that high tax rate, he still has plenty left. Personal wealth of at least $19 million, even though he also said, what did he also say, Dan Revive?
He adds that tax code stifles opportunity.
Yeah. I don't know. With $19 million in his nest egg, that might leave a lot of people wishing that their opportunities were similarly stifled. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.